mean, let's tell you who these fine-looking young boys are, well, along with the other two. We have, for your listening enjoyment tonight, friends, our regular ensemble, but we're bluegrassing it tonight, so let me tell you how happy we are to have a banjo player back in the band. And the very person that we hoped would join, in fact did, from Duncan, Oklahoma, friends, on the five-string banjo, Mr. Scott Vestal. Okay. Awesome. On the guitar, you saw him, the last couple of years at Telluride playing with Jerry Douglas. We met years ago when he was playing with Ricky Skaggs, and as a matter of fact, not only is he a fine guitar player and singer, but a fine songwriter. And then on the new, for you bluegrass heads, on the new Ricky Skaggs record called Brand New Strings. He co-wrote that title song, so he's a fine songwriter as well. From Duncanville, Texas, friends, Mr. Keith Sewell on the guitar. And back here on the drum, in the great tradition of Timmy Martin with the Sunny Mountain Boys, yes, we needed the snare. You're gonna want that cowbell. I got a fever. The only prescription is more cowbell. And now that we've got him up on the front line, friends, he's so spoiled because we'll never get him back behind us again. No, he likes sitting right here. Now, in the tradition of country music, where's your wallet? Where's the wallet that sits on the drum pit? There we go. Put that thing, there we are, all right. How many wallets can we put on the drum head tonight? Anybody got another one? We got two wallets? Man, we're not making enough. From Dunkin' Donuts, from Albuquerque, New Mexico, give it up for Chris Brown and his drum of renown. On the driver's license, I see. And of course, on the bass fiddle, no, none of that puff house bass tonight. We got the doghouse bass. We got the house man on the bass. The best house we know that plays the bass from Bowling Green, Kentucky, Mr. Byron House. All right, let's feature Scotty Vestal on the five-string banjo. Have a little banjo tune. And by the way, if you love this banjo as he does, he'll sell it to you right after the set. It means an awful lot to him, but you know, he'll do it. And it's called the Stealth Banjo. Stealth. Whenever you say it, it's the Stealth Banjo. So here's a tune Scott Vestal wrote called By Stealth.